That was Jonathan Izard. I'm Jackie Leonard, and in this edition of the Newsroom from the BBC World Service, we'll have more on the phone hacking case here in the UK and the latest evidence on the harm done to bees and other pollinators by some pesticides. First, though, for months, the world has been watching events in Ukraine with mounting alarm. Pro-Russian groups have been fighting government troops in the east of the country, and there's been a seemingly relentless ratcheting up of tension. But now, the Russian president says he's trying to normalise the situation by asking Parliament to revoke the right of military intervention in Ukraine, a right that was only passed in March. In a moment, we'll hear from Moscow for more on that. First, though, Ray Furlong has the background to the case.
A month ago, a pitched battle was fought at Donetsk Airport. Dozens of pro-Russian separatists were killed as government forces used artillery and air power. 2 weeks ago, rebels shot down a Ukrainian military aircraft, killing 49 soldiers. It seemed Ukraine was slipping into full-blown civil war. Few could have imagined this when the crisis began last November. The decision by the then-president, Viktor Yanukovych, not to sign a trade agreement with the European Union prompted mass demonstrations in Kiev by people who saw it as choosing a future bound to Russia rather than Europe. The protests lasted for months, reaching a crescendo in February when uniformed snipers opened fire, killing at least 88 people. Within 2 days, Mr. Yanukovych had lost power and fled the capital. Russia declared there had been a fascist putsch.
Unidentified armed gunmen forced their way inside the parliament
building. Within days, armed men took over the parliament building in the Autonomous Republic of Crimea in southern Ukraine. It was the prelude to Russian annexation. A victorious Vladimir Putin basked in the glory of restoring the Crimean Peninsula to the motherland, and parliament approved his request to use military force elsewhere in Ukraine. Then, in April, the Crimean scenario seemed to be repeating itself as armed, masked men took over buildings and declared independent republics in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Russia massed tanks and troops on the border. This time, though, the Ukrainians fought back.
That was Ray Furlong. Well, correspondent Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow, and I asked him how significant this move is for Mr. Putin.
I think it is significant. President Putin seems to have taken the decision to normalise the situation in eastern parts of Ukraine.